not brand names.
Just cheapest you can get.
What about better kinds that you might have for dinner or something? What kind of, some different kinds, some brand names for you?
Prefer white or rosé. I like the dry ones.
Excuse me.
And there are and the lighter ones. I like to cook with the heavier ones and with the red ones.
And the place, say the worst section of town, you think about, say maybe Gay Street or something in Knoxville, where you might have a lot of old bums and so forth. What would you call that? Any
area to be avoided. I don't know. I was going to say slum, but that doesn't really suit the area because that's where people live also.
Ever hear Skid Row there?
Oh, I've used the term for years, but it refers to a certain street in Maryville that's slick when it rains. But I used it in that sense, teasing the people that live there. You're right.
So you would use it?
Mm-hmm.
And now, say a movie house that shows just X-rated films and so forth. Any name for that kind of movie house?
Porno house.
Mm-hmm. And now you're talking about garbage. The man who comes and picks up your trash, any name? What would you call him?
He's the garbage man.
And the one delivers your mail?
I'm going to quote the young lady who's a receptionist where I get my hair done because I think it's fantastic. It's the male person.
Male person.
And he just cracks up every time she says, "Good morning, Mr. Male Person. And how are you this morning?"
I guess so. That's not a...
Normally he would be the mailman.
What about a person who is able to gain a lot of favors and all at City Hall and is able to get things done? You'd say he has a lot of
pull.
And ever heard of a situation where someone is maybe on the state or city or county payroll but really doesn't have any responsibility or job?
Yes.
What would you call him? Special name?
No, my husband could give you several, but I can't.
Yes, ma'am. Now, the places where you might buy groceries, different kinds of stores, a big one like A&P or Kroger's, you call that?
A supermarket.
What about the small ones in the neighborhood that maybe just get a loaf of bread or something like that?
The only thing we have would be the Quickie, the 7-Eleven, that sort of thing.
When you were coming up,
we don't have any family grocery stores anymore.
Did you when you were coming up?
Oh, yes. That's where I learned to buy groceries.
Mm-hmm. And what about the kind of store you might go to? Oh, that specializes in sandwiches, you know, different and meats.
Oh, we're just getting them here. They're called delis, delicatessens.
I don't think I'd really ever come in contact with those until I came up here. They never really seen delicatessens.
Have you been out to the somebody's Aesop's table?
I don't think so.
It is good.
Where is that?
It's just before you get to the old airport.
Okay.